Shane Lowry, how are you keeping?
I'm good, thanks. Well, I'm as good as I can be.
Golf Weekly, exclusively available on Patreon. Sign up now at otbsports.com/golfweekly.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
Now, Spar FAI School Zone was launched today by current Republic of Ireland footballer Jack Byrne. Spar FAI School Zone is a new digital learning initiative that has been designed by the FAI and sponsored by Spar for teachers and parents of primary school children in 4th, 5th and 6th class. It offers interactive and engaging lesson plans designed with both the classroom and homeschooling in mind. You can register on the FAI website, so register for Spar FAI School Zone at fai.ie/domestic, and you'll get all the details there. Jack Byrne, how is life?
All good. Now settling in really well. New culture, meeting new people, really enjoying it.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about all of that, but just first off, how is the injury? How did the surgery go last week?
Yeah, surgery was fine. It's not a big procedure, you know. It's just one of those things that allowed me to get back 100%. You know, myself and the club had a conversation and we were about an agreement that we should probably get it done and you know, get back fit and back for it, and you know, look forward to doing the rehab now and cracking on and getting strong. Some great people here at the club been really supportive, you know. The surgeon was great, so you know, couldn't ask for more. They've been brilliant with me since I first came here, since I first walked in the door. They've been absolutely, can't do enough for me, so you know, really, really happy with how it's going.
What has rehab involved so far?
Lying down. Can't do much at the moment. It's just, I'm just waiting for it to heal. Just waiting for, obviously, you know, where the incision was. It was obviously keyhole surgery, so it's not that bad. It's not that big of a wound, but still need to give it time to heal. But look, everything's going well. See the surgeon again on Friday, and then can start cycling, start swimming, start running after 4 weeks. So, you know, it's not a massive problem. So, you know, positive mindset and just go on and hopefully, you know, touch wood, all goes well.
And are you planning to see the recovery out in Cyprus?
Ah, yeah, of course. You know, the club here are brilliant. Like, you know, we could have went home and got the surgery done back home, or you know, but I didn't want to do that. I want to be around the lads. I really made some good friends here, you know, some, you know, obviously not all English, not all Irish. The only English lad here is Joe Garner. So myself and him been getting on really well. But there's a lot of good people, you know, a lot of Spanish, a lot of Portuguese, Greek, a few Brazilians. The crack is a bit different, like, you know, but I think everyone's getting used to me now, and when getting used to them, and they've been so supportive that, you know, the physios here are so good. We have a physio here that was at Panathinaikos for over 25 years. So, you know, it's a huge club. They've got everything in place, rehab wise, swimming pool in there, you know, top physios. So look, everything's going well. There was no reason for me to leave. So I'm looking forward to being here and getting a routine, cracking on and now following their advice, because, you know, you obviously work with the best.
I just checked it this morning. I think it's 20 degrees over there at the moment. So you've definitely made the right choice in staying there.
It's actually a little bit cold today. I think it's only 9 a.m.
It's interesting that you mention the different nationalities in your dressing room, because I also checked that as well. And it seems that there's way more non-Cypriot players in the dressing room than there are players from Cyprus in the dressing room. It must be this really interesting multicultural place to be a footballer.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's part of being here, and that's part of learning as a man, learning how to deal with different nationalities and, you know, learning how to speak to different people. And a lot of it is broken English, you know, as you can probably imagine. So there's a lot of people in here in the same boat, not here that long, only signed, coming over. So, you know, you feel as if you're helping them as well, because they might not speak English, might not be their first language, and obviously I speak English, and a lot of the other lads speak good English, you know. So you're kind of helping them. A couple of the Spanish lads, there's a couple of Spanish speaking lads that don't really speak English. So, you know, these things, it's just everyone trying to help each other. And you know, there's only one language on the football pitch, and that's football, and that's passing the ball and moving the ball, and everyone understands that. So, you know, once you're on the pitch, everything's fine. And, you know, really enjoying it. That everyone's been really helpful, and, you know, we've settled in well. Even would obviously love to be playing now at the moment, but, you know, unfortunate with the injury, but everything's going well, and they can't do enough. And we have a great group of players there, and it's good to be around them. And you want to be around them, and you want to be helping and supporting them as well, you know, during this time now, because we have a big cup game coming up on Wednesday. So, you know, you want to be trying to be in there. You don't want to, no reason for me to go off and do my rehab elsewhere. You want to be involved in the team, and you want to be, you know, part of the team, because that's why I came here, to be part of a great club, and players are great, to be fair.
I presume the locals speak either Greek or Turkish there. Have you picked up any of the language?
No, to be honest, but like a lot of them speak English.
There's
a lot of English people actually in Cyprus, you know. People probably don't realize that there's actually a lot of English people over here. But you know, it's been good. It's been great. It's not been difficult. It's just normal. It's just a little bit harder than Ireland. So I was settling in well, and you know, the fans here and stuff, you're walking around the streets, and you know, they live and breathe up well, and you know, it's great to be part of that. So, you know, they're really helpful, to be fair.
I'd say that's going to be amazing once you get a full stadium again over there. That's fancy.
Yeah, once you get a full stadium here, this place, that was one of the reasons why, you know, I obviously wanted to come here, because even if you look on YouTube, some of the videos of, you know, when they're in the Champions League, Europa League, the Derby games, I think we had 500 fans at the training ground. I don't know if you've seen the videos before the Ammonia game, which is the Derby game in the Cup. Flares on the training pitch, and you know, if that doesn't give you a boost, and if you don't want to play for people who are basically, you know, this is their life and this is what, you know, they invest all their money into. So if you don't have a buzz to play for them, you'll never have a buzz to play football. So it's a great experience, to be fair.
It was a really interesting first few weeks for you at the club, obviously signed by Mick McCarthy. How soon did you realise that he was in a bit of bother once he got there?
No, it's a difficult one, because I signed for Mick, but Mick will probably say this himself. He obviously had an input on who we wanted to bring to the club, but it's more the president and the, you know, the sporting director here, basically who I was dealing with, who my agent was dealing with, and you know, they showed a real interest in bringing me to the club. You know, they obviously knew Applewell wasn't my only option. So, you know, they had a plan. They brought a plan forward to us. And the conversations that I was having with them showed me that, you know, they really wanted me, Applewell really wanted me, and you know, they were gonna be supportive, and they have been so supportive to me since I've been here. And they are showing a lot of faith in me. You know, so, you know, obviously love Mick. Mick gave me my international debut. You know, Terry Connors also a big decision in me going with Mick, because, you know, even when I was with Ireland, Terry was such a help with me, pulling me after training sessions, showing me videos, you know, saying, listen, Jack, you're the best player in Ireland, but it's not good enough to just to be the best player in Ireland. This is what you need to improve, you know. And no, from that information that Terry was giving me, and him showing me, you know, that attention to detail to my game, to try and improve me, I can't thank Terry enough as well. So, you know, Terry was a big reason in me coming here at that time. Unfortunately, I couldn't work with them for longer, because, you know, obviously, you're seeing how well they're doing now at Cardiff is great, and absolutely delighted for them, but shows the sign of Mick as well, and shows the sign of Terry that, you know, before I went in for the operation, they gave me a phone call, and, you know, didn't have to do that, you know. So, you know, Mick, great person, great man, Terry, great person, great man. And, you know, wish them well. And just looking forward now to getting back fit and doing well for Apple Well, because, you know, the president here and all the staff here have shown great faith in me, first of all, bringing me here. So, you know, just looking forward to repaying it and hopefully working hard. Hopefully it works out.
How much did the experience of going to the Netherlands help during those first few weeks, knowing what it's like to be in an environment that isn't Ireland or England, or Scotland in your case, I should say?
Yeah, massive, you know, because, look, I was young then. I was young, I was fearless, I was, you know, I remember having a conversation with my brother before I went over. He said, this is great for you, Jack. This is going to be unbelievable. He said, but don't forget, this is going to be tough. And I was thinking, this is going to be easy. You know what I mean? I said, go over here, I'll play against Ajax, I'll play against PSV, I'll rip it up. You know what I mean? Just young, fearless. But then after 2 or 3 weeks, you're sitting in a hotel room. You've got no mates. You know, all your mates are back in Manchester, who you've built relationship with for the last 5 years. You got a new coach. You know, they don't speak English. You finish training at 12 o'clock, half 12 every day. And you're on your own in the middle of Holland. And, you know, that was tough. You know, that's when it hit me after 3 weeks. I was thinking, this is going to be tough, you know. And I probably struggled for a month, 2 months then. But then I got used to it and I got the hang of it. So that's definitely helped me here because, you know, we kind of had an idea of what I was going into. And just trying to, you know, fill spare time a little bit better, having the experience of, you know, doing it before.
Josh Cullen obviously is playing well in Belgium at the moment. Again, another path less travelled. Is it something you would actually actively encourage young Irish players to do, to get out of the usual sort of pathway to the UK?
If it suits them, you know. It obviously suits Josh. It suits me, European football. It definitely suits Josh. You can see how well Josh is doing there, and I know that they really, really rate him over there because, you know, there's a couple of Man City connections over there who we still speak to. So, you know, I know that they do definitely rate Josh, and why wouldn't they? He's a top player. Like, you know, he's a really good player. He might not be, you know, a championship manager down the bottom of the table, top player, but he is a top European style player. And, you know, he can definitely play well in them leagues. So if it does suit you and your style allows you to go and play in them leagues and earn, you know, good money and have a 10-year career in them leagues rather than a 2-year career in League One and be dropping down the leagues because it might not suit you as well, then why not? But, you know, it's hard to put a finger on many Irish players that can make that transition. You know, it's hard to you know, think off the top of my head another Josh Cullen coming through
right
in Ireland, you know. So it's player specific, look, you know. So if it does suit you, definitely go. But it is more technical and it is more tactical. So, you know, maybe it's not Irish player's strength, but it's certainly Josh's strength, and certainly I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to Ireland, then obviously you're going to be missing for the next international break. Before the injury, how close did you feel you were to getting meaningful game time under Stephen Kenny?
You know, I never really think of it like that. I always just think of if I'm called upon, just go in and try and train well and play well and, you know, try and do as well as I can in training to be in his mind. And that's all. Like, Stephen's fair. He's a fair manager. He's going to pick who he feels is the best to get a result for the country. And everybody accepts that in the squad. Everybody's there for one reason only, and that's for Ireland to get a result. And that's whether you're called upon for 5 minutes at the end of the game to try and win the game or you're in the team to start. You know, he's picking a team that he thinks is going to win a game, and the whole of the squad will support that. And even if I'm sitting at home and I'm not in the squad, I'm an Irish fan, I'm still going to support that, you know. So you know, obviously everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to play every minute of every game, and it's everyone's dream to play for their country and start games and, you know, be the main man. But, you know, we know that, you know, if I'm called upon, I'm confident. I think I've shown before that, you know, we can do well and we can, you know, affect games at that level. I do believe that. But, you know, that's Stephen's decision and everybody supports him. There's nobody in that camp with their heads down if they're not playing. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to win a game for our country, you know what I mean? So everyone's supporting everybody.
And I guess part of that is Stephen Kenny being a good communicator and an open communicator with you, being clear what your role is and how you can get more game time, I presume.
Yeah, but Stephen, you know, I said in an interview earlier on, Stephen has always been great with me. Stephen gave me competitive debut, you know, so like he's always been there to give me advice. And not only Stephen, Damien was brilliant with me, and Keith Andrews was brilliant. So, you know, always there to give advice, always there to tell you what you can do, what you can do better. But just on a human level, bringing me when I came out here, wishing me the best of luck, saying he'd be watching the games. You know, he doesn't have to do that. You know, when I'm going in from the operation, drops me a message. Best of luck. Hope everything goes well. You know, get back fit soon. Doesn't have to do that either. You know, so can't speak highly enough of Stephen. Listen, football is football, but off the pitch, he's been absolutely, you know, unbelievable with me, and they're very supportive. So, you know, and at the end of the day, he's the man who has given me two competitive caps. So, you know, I can only be thankful for what he's done for my career, like, you know.
Just on Damien Duff then, you've got a fairly close idea of how good a coach he is. On the outside looking in, we don't really know what he's been doing and how much he's going to be missed over the next little while. Can you talk us through that? How much will Damien Duff be missed in the setup?
Yeah, Damien be missed because, you know, good person, great experience. Obviously played in World Cups, scored in World Cups for Ireland. Knows Ireland like the back of his hand. Was very helpful with, you know, me. You know, a younger player kind of coming through. Successful. Damien will be successful in whatever he does, you know, because he has that drive. If you don't play in the Premier League, you don't win Premier Leagues if you don't have that drive. But I also know they're getting an unbelievable coach in Anthony Barry. And, you know, I had Anthony Barry at Wigan for a couple of weeks when I was there. Pretty good to me, pretty helpful. Really nice person, scouser, funny, you know. But, like, a different coach, you know, different to Damien. So, look, I think he'll do really well there. I think he'll help. I think the lads will love him. You know, the lads are going to love whoever comes in there because everybody's fighting for the same thing. Everybody wants Ireland to qualify for the World Cup. So, you know, if it's Damien, brilliant. You know, the lads loved Damien when he was there. If it's Anthony, I know the lads are going to love Anthony because, you know, they're trying to win games to qualify for the World Cup. So, you know, it's, you know, the lads are going to buy into everything and whatever anybody says because, at the end of the day, you want to win the games for your country and you want to qualify for the World Cup. So, you know, I think it'll all go well. And I think I'm actually really looking forward to watching the games. And, you know, I know from what Stephen was trying to do, I know it's so difficult with the COVID and missing players left, right and centre. I know it was obviously very difficult the last couple of games. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how they get on because of seeing the ideas that he wants to implement and the way that he wants to play. And, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting for Irish football. So,
finally then, from what you've seen at training level from the games that you've played before you actually get out into the pitch in competitive matches, how close is this team to clicking and actually starting to score goals?
Not far away at all, I don't think. And I think it helps as well when the crowds come back. I think, you know, when you've got when you've got 40 odd thousand people in the Aviva, you know, cheering you home. I remember sitting there, you know, listening to the noise when David McGoldrick scored the header against was it Denmark or Switzerland? Can't remember.
Switzerland, yeah.
And that noise, you can't replicate that noise in an empty stadium. The fans sucked the ball into the goal. That's what it was. It was a green wall of fans just sucking that ball into that goal. And it was coming. That goal was coming because the atmosphere was building and the pressure was building. And that's half the battle of Irish football, you know, sometimes. So, you know, the way Stephen wants to play, shots, crosses, you know, building up from the back, you know, possession-based football but with shots and crosses. You know, when you've got a full stadium there and it's exciting and, you know, fans are going to enjoy watching Irish teams keeping the ball and creating chances, well, then I can only see it being a positive and I can only see the team doing really well on the stadium.
For sure. Well, just a reminder as well that Spar FAI School Zone was launched today by current Republic of Ireland footballer Jack Byrne, and you can register for Spar FAI School Zone today at fai.ie/domestic. And it is Jack Byrne that you've been listening to for the last little while. Jack, thanks a million for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.